Today's daf, daf nun ches, we're holding on the bottom of the zayin on the base, and we got right up to lema on the third line up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, last time we learned, we were interested in determining what the halacha is of hakafat kol harosh. Is the din of hakafat kol harosh shema hakafa? Or not, we had the lashon in Shmuel where we were medayek, but apparently he holds that Shahakov is Kalarosh Ishmahakov, according to one Lashon and Shmuel, and the other Lashon and Shmuel, which according to Taisus Girsa doesn't necessarily lead to the same conclusion. To the day the Gemara suggests that maybe it's really Machokis Tanoim. Forget about looking in the Shitas that we had, the Gabi Shmuel and the other Amoraim. If we look all the way back, we find a Braita that says like this, Tanarabbanan. And we've discussed this Sugi at great length. How do we know that there's a chiyuv to be over on the Yisr of Lotakifu Pat Roshchem for a Mitzairah? That a person who is a Mitzairah has to be Mitahir, he should actually shave the hair of his head, even though he's going to be over. And we furthermore wanted to know, how about if he's a Kayin? How about if he's a Kayin or he's a Nazir? Well, do you remember we went through that also? You know, the Maisa, there were two approaches, as you recall, from before. And these two approaches are actually seem to be dependent in exactly the Machlokas of Akafis Kalarosh. So one Bandi Omar says, you will recall that we were medayek every word in the Pasuk, since it says, Vayoba Yoma Shivi Yigalach et Kol Saro. So Kol Saro includes, by definition, his head, his beard. I mean, what do you have to mention separately? Es Rosho, Vetzikono. So we were medayek earlier. From each one of those words, so the one Bandi Omar learns from Rosho, what do we need Rosho for? The Fishin Emar. Since it says in the Torah, Lo takifu pa'at roshchem, yochol af mitzorakein, you might think that a mitzora should cut his hair, but not the hair of his rosh, so that that hair maybe is only chayab if he doesn't have hair on his head to be able to do this mitzvah, perhaps. Therefore, Talmud Lomar Rosho, it says Rosho again to tell me that the kol, the sar, the kol saro is meant to include even Rosho, not only a case where he this is Kol Saro. Because otherwise, when it says Kol Saro, what even Kol Saro means Rosho. Yeah, but maybe it only means Kol Saro in a case where there, he doesn't have hair on his head. Kamash, well, that's Rosho. No. We're talking about a case where he's hair on his head. Nonetheless, he shall be Megaliah, Kol Saro. So we see from here, Asadokalosis. Yeah, we'll discuss what about the Gedilim Tan. We'll get to that. We talked about it before. We'll get to it again. V'tanya Yidach. Now, there's another Mandi Omar who doesn't do that with Rosho. Where he goes is like this. He says, Rosho mata mudomar. Lefish and emar gabi nazir. Tar lo yavor al Rosho. So Yochalaf nazir mitzorah came to mudomar Rosho. So this is very strange. He jumps directly into Nazir. Lemaisa Nazir is not only a mitzvah lo taseh mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah taseh. When he learns that, because we have also the Kadeshim, the din of the Kodesh Yad and the Sar, right? And we have the normal Alok Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho. So that means there's a separate mitzvah of Yiyeh, Kodesh Yiyeh, which is the mitzvah Zaseh. So somehow he was able to jump directly to the din of the Nazir. So what's this machlokas based on? Must be that's exactly the machlokas, my lafta noihi. In other words, the Ban Yomar who says, go directly to Nazir. See, he says, what do you need this pasuk for? To tell me you can cut off your payas. There's no issue cutting off your payas, because HaKofa is Kalarosh, Laf Shema HaKofa. So what are you going to do with this pasuk? The only thing that you can do with it is to learn, in a case where there is an issur. Where is there an issur? There's the Pharisees, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do with HaKofa. Tar lo yavar, sure, there's nothing in HaKofa. So by a Nazir, indeed, you have a lotus. It happens to be also have an asay, but that's the only use we can make of it. So the Maisa, we now have a pasuk to tell me that even if he's a Nazir, Mashenka, the other man, the Yomar says, no, what do you mean? You haven't yet established that you can even be Deich of the regular Lav of HaKofa. So obviously he holds that there is a Lav of HaKofa. That seems to be the Machlokas. Is there or is there not a Lav of HaKofa when you're coming to cut all of your hair anyway? So the man, the Yomar, the Nazir, Kasav HaKofa, Skalarosh, Lo Shema HaKofa. Therefore, Ki Atakra Lemitche. So the only thing that we can do is to apply the pasuk both to the Lo Taseh and the Aseh of the Nazir. Mashenke, the other man, the Amor, says, no, we need Rosho to tell me that even a regular person, not a Nazir, who is a Mitzirah, should be Migaleach his Peot. So he holds, obviously, Akafat Kalarosh Ishma Akafat. So we only have one Pasuk so far. That Pasuk, therefore, has to come to tell you the first Halacha, which is that a regular person who just has a Lav, not a Lav, and an Aseh, V'chiyat HaKrav, and Mivchei Lav, Greda. Says Rava, there's no reason to say that that's the machloket. We have a very simple explanation as machloket without coming on to saying it has anything to do with Hakafat Kala Rosh. It's just simply this. Could be that Kulei Alma, everybody holds over here Hakafat Kol HaRosh, Lo Shema Hakafat. So now, what are you telling me? The Pasuk? If it's Lo Shema Hakafat, so why are you telling me that I need the Pasuk, according to the first man Yomar? For a regular person, I thought it's not us. Oh, what about in a case? How about in a case where first he cuts the payas? The Torah doesn't say exactly how, it just says, kosaro. So if he would cut off his payot first, and then go to cut off his hair, so there you can't say, akafat kalarosh vashma akafah. At the time that he was makif, indeed he did a pula of akafah because there was hair on the rest of his head. So there would be the place where the Torah is coming to tell you, it really doesn't matter how he's doing it, how he does it, he could do it even that way, despite the fact that in that situation, L'chari would be over on a lav, he can go ahead and cut his hair. Ah, oh, come on, says the Gemara. I mean, what's this? Well, let's just read it inside the Mishnah. Gonchi kivu l'bzov gilach. So kivu d'ilu gilche b'chad zina. If he had cut off his whole hair with one fell swoop of his electric shaver, so it would be no problem, yeah? Just goes from the front, back to the front, and it takes off everything at once. So since in that way, there wouldn't have been a problem. There's no problem this way also. So even though he did it in a way in which he did cut off his hair, doesn't matter. Ki kif ulobisov gilach nami lo mechayev. Says the Gemara, it's very unreasonable to do this. And the Girsa among some of the Rishonim here reads, Umi matzit amrat hachi, which makes a lot more sense. Could you say that that's the way to understand the Pasuk? Do we not have the klal of Reish Lakish that we've spoken about before a number of times? V'ahama Reish Lakish kol makom shata motze aseh v'lo taseh. Im ata yachol lekayem et shneihem mutaf, v'im lab yavo aseh v'yitchet lo taseh. So Reish Lakish's yesod is that if it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah without being deichad alav, then that's the way you have to do it. Does it make sense to say that the meaning of a pasuk would be to say, well, I don't really care. You could have done it without being over on the lav, but what the heck? Might as well be over the lav. That's ridiculous. That's certainly not the way to darshan the pasuk, which is the way the gears we have in umik, siv, krach. I mean, is that the way we should understand the pasuk? That, you know, that's the point. Why would we apply a drasha that's so unreasonable that we should do it that way? That doesn't make sense if that's the machlokas, because nobody would have said such a thing. Okay, says Rava, fine, but you know what? I still have a way of getting out of saying that the machloket is whether hakafat kol harosh shema hakafah. I'll tell you like this. The Kulei Alma, I'll say to you, hakafat kol harosh indeed is shema hakafah. Let me do it this way. So you'll say to me, so then I don't understand, what right did you have to jump ahead and say we're talking about a nozer, where you have a lotase and an asay? If it's called hakafah even by an individual Yisrael, so then that's the first use you have to make of the pasuk, right? The first thing you got to say is, well, the Torah apparently allows a regular Yisrael to be makif es reisha, which is an iser lotase, but it's not a lotase and an asay. I'll explain to you why. Because over there, lav greater minola yolid migidilim. He says, of course, you'd be right, except for the fact that we have another makar anyway that teaches us that es is doichaloy tase greater. I don't need to have a pasuk over here to tell me that a mitzvah who's a Yisrael should cut his hair. There's a chiyuv of a mitzvah say to go and do as a mitzvah gilachet kosaro. There's another lota say that says lota kifu pat roshkem. What's the general rule? You have an asay and a lota say, and you can only be mekayim it in this fashion. Go ahead and be mekayim the asay. I don't need a pasuk by mitzvah for that. I have my old standby pasuk of the tzemer lo til bashatne, tzemer lo pishtim yachto. In other words, despite the fact that I'm telling you not to wear tzemru pishtim shatnez, nonetheless, when it comes to making a pair of tzitzit, where you have a beged in which you have tzemer pishta, nonetheless, you need to make the pishta. So you're going to have to make there a tzitzit that's going to be the kilayim, main malasot. Okay? So I know that. So I come now to the Torah and say, why did the Torah have to tell me? For already said kol saro. And I know Kosaro includes his peyot. Why do I need to know at Rosho? Must be to tell me even a bigger Kiddush, that even if he's a Nazir. And therefore we have an Aseh also, not only a Lota Aseh. Besides the normal Lav, we have the Lav of Nazitar Lo Yavar Rosho, plus we have Kadosh Yiyeh. So therefore we know now this bigger Kiddush, but it has nothing to do with the issue of whether Hakafat HaRosh, Makafar or not. Says Rabbi, we have no reason to jump to such a conclusion.
So that Yolot B'Gedilim. How do you learn from Gedilim? Let's see inside. The Omar Kro, Lotil Bashat Neis. V'Tanya, the Braita explains, Lotil Bashat Neis, but Gedilim Tasavacha. Mehem, in other words. So you can't wear Shatneis, but you can make Gedilim Afapike. Hey, that's pretty good, true. That's true. As Rabbi Yaakov asked earlier. Why? So why indeed do we need the Pasik to tell me from Rosh over here? Uman the Nafkele mi Rosho, my time alone Nafkele mi Gedilim. Why not learn it directly out from the midst of Shatneis? It's very clear. The Pasik of Gedilim is not coming to tell you that you should put in Shatneis into Tzitzit. It's coming to tell you what to make the Tzitzit out of. That's how Rav understands it. He says like this. We seem to have a contradiction in the Chiyuvim of Tzitzit. On the one hand, it says, V'natnu al Tzitzit HaKanav. Is there a Tzitzit HaKanav? So Tzitzit HaKanav, the Pashtus means that you have threads that are coming out from the Kanaf of the Beged. But if that's the case, it means that you're making the Tzitzit out of the material that the Beged is made out of. So that means Min Kanaf. If you're wearing a Beged that's made out of, let us say, silk, so your Tzitzit have to be silk. If you're wearing a baguette that is made out of cotton, your tzitzit have to be cotton. So now we ask, then what are you going to do about the contradiction where it says, on the other hand, Tzemeru Pishtim Yachtov? Doesn't it say Gedilim Tasolacha? Somuch tu lo til vashatnes Tzemeru Pishtim. So we read, Tzemeru Pishtim Yachtov Gedilim Tasolacha. That's how we read it. So what's the meaning of that? I don't know, it seems to be saying, Gedilim Tasalacha, if you have Tzemeru Pishtim. But silk, cotton, forget about it. There's no din of tzitzis of silk and cotton. So what's the pshat? One pasuk says silk, cotton, anything. The other one says Tzemeru Pishtim. Comes along now. This is Rava's understanding of the psukim. Okay, so Tzemeru Pishtim potrim, bein b'minan, bein shalo b'minan. Shar minin b'minan potrim, shalo b'minan, ein potrim. This is a whole different limud. This is to teach us that if you're wearing cotton, then you can use cotton as your tzitzis, but you cannot use a
silk tzitzis
on a cotton baguette, and you cannot use cotton tzitzis on a
silk baguette.
You certainly can't use cotton on a woolen baguette or on a linen baguette. But Tzemeru Pishtim you can use on any baguette. So there is one universal material that paters all tzitzit, and that's either Tzemer or Pishtim. It doesn't say you put them together anywhere. That the Torah still doesn't tell me. What about if I'm wearing a Pishtan Beged and I need to put on Tchelet? Doesn't say here what to do under those circumstances. For that, I have to look to the Dida Betzer of Rosho. So therefore, I don't have that extra posik. Memela, now I need to use Rosho to tell me to be Doicha the Lotaseh of Lotakifu. And now I don't have Rosho to tell me this extra halacha that even if he's a Nazir and it's an Asay and a Lot, then I don't have such a pasuk. At least not yet. Says the Gemara, okay. So if that's the case, I Tana the Mafik the Rosho Lalav Greda. So in other words, the only makar that this Tana has is learning it out of Rosho. So now how does he know indeed that in a case, I mean, he's just saying a lav greater without an asay. How does he know that there's a halacha, that an essa is docha a lota asay ve asay? Now, this is really true. An essa is not docha lota asay ve asay. However, an essa is docha lota asay ve asay where they are in on shava b'kol. As we saw earlier, a mitzvah where it's not chal on everybody. Let's say if women are not b'chliv in the mitzvah, are chayav in the mitzvah, not everybody. So there, it is daicha, which is precisely why the mitzera, who's a kohen, will be nigalea, right? Even though a kohen is an asay, kedoshim yu leilo yeim, and there's also the lotasa, the general lotasa, which is repeated by the kohen. Nonetheless, the halacha is that, in fact, we do go ahead and we daicha a lotasa v'asay. So since he can't learn that out from Rosho by Mitzora, where indeed does he know it from? A little bit of a strange Gemara to say what it's saying. How does he know? Maybe not. I mean, what are you jumping to conclusions? What, it's a given? Where did this given come from? As long as it's not a Shavuot, and it's an awfully complicated limud. They were saying, gosh, every two-year-old knows that. I mean, so how does the Tana know that? Maybe he doesn't know it. I mean, this is what we're researching right now. But you know the results of your research before you even begin. That's a very, very weird kind of question. Says Taisus, this is a strange question. Maybe he doesn't hold us as Dokolot Asevase. The Taisus has a brilliant answer. Taisus says, because if Lamaisa, he didn't hold of coming along now as a Dokolot Asevase, where it's Eno Shava Bekol, which is the only question that we have over here. Only B'Sheino Shava Bekol. And not from Gedilim Tasalach, right? So he learns out the halacha of Esed Ochalot Aseh from Rosho. But if that's the case, if he learns it out from Rosho, then how does he know that an Esed Ochalot Aseh even where it is Shava Bekol? Because if the makor for the whole halacha is the din of Tzaras, which is day for the love of Hakafa, it's not Shava Bekol the love of Hakafa, because a woman is not Chayiv in Hakafa. Since he obviously does know that fact, he knows that a love greater which is Shava Bekol is in fact nitcha from an asay. He must have another makor that teaches him about a lav that is ena shava b'kol. Now the only possible way he could know that is from either nazir or kohen, who's a mitzera. Where over there it's ena shava b'kol, but it's doicha even a lav and an asay in those cases. So then he would say to himself, so it can't be, if I already know that it's doicha a lav and an asay of an ena shava b'kol, it can't be that this pasuk is coming to tell me it's telling a lav greater. Without an essay that's Ein Hashem, must be coming to me, it's even if it is Shava Bekol. You see? So since it's a given that there is no way, you're right, maybe it's a very complicated detail that most people don't know. But every two-year-old knows that Es is Docholot Asa. And here, that wouldn't be true anymore. If he wouldn't hold what we're assuming he's holding, he wouldn't know Es is Docholot Asa, because he just said he doesn't believe in Gedilim Tasavah. So where does he know Esed Ochalot Aseh? It's beautiful answer, beautiful, beautiful answer. You just need to keep everything in mind at all times, from all over the world, and all over Shas, and know everything at once, and everything is perfectly clear. The problem is reconstructing it step by step. That doesn't work. It's not meant to be a linear creation, this stuff. It's all hypertext. It's all, you know, chaotic all at once. Yeah, it's a loom, exactly. That's what the word Masechet means, a loom. So once you see the loom, it's very partial. Okay. So we're happy? We're happy. You know, of course, I've mentioned many times, that that's the word context. Context comes from the Latin for loom, for weed.
Oh, yeah.
That means besechet, means context. Context.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about context. That's what a mesechet means. The word mesechet means context. Yeah, amazing. All right, so we got it straight. We're happy. We're roaring. Yeah, sure. Good. What are we up to? So where does he know it from? Answers the Gemara. Nafkele mi zikano. Ah. We forgot about the fact that after it says Rosho, it says Zikano. Zikano is also included in the Pasuk at Kol Sa'aro, the Tanya. Zikano matamad lomar. The fish in the Amaro pat zikanam lo yigalechu. So by the Kayanim, it says they are not allowed to shave their beards. Yochalav Kohen Mitzorah, okay? So you might think a Kohen who's a Mitzorah shall not shave his beard, and don't forget that in that case, you also have an Aseh, which is Kedoshim Yu. So therefore, Talmud Lomar Zikano. Oh, that's very nice. So one second. So Man de Mafkle Lo Rosho La Sevelotase Leilev Mi Zikano. I don't get it. So now, you just said that according to the Man de Omar, who had that extra Rosho, he said, well, Rosho must come to an Esen Losase. I mean, that's what we just learned out from Zikano, right? So if Zikano is telling me a Kohen and a Mitzayra, so can I learn out a Nazir who's a Mitzayra from a Kohen who's a Mitzayra? What's the problem? The same way that a Kohen has a lav and an asay, and the Torah said that a Mitzvah is deicha, the Tiglachat of a Mitzvah is deicha, a lav and an asay. So it's the same thing is true. A Nazir is a lav and an asay. If he's a Mitzvah, so he should go ahead now and be Megaleach. No? So what do I need that extra Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah? I don't get it. Oh, come on. V'latayimek t'kaimelam b'yama. Dolos yasei v'dokalos yasei. Excuse me. V'asei, did you ever hear about the rule that an asay cannot be dokalot asay and an asay? I'm sure you have, sir. You can ask the same question. Why don't we learn it out of Kohen? Kohen from the Mitzvah that it is. So obviously there's something wrong with learning out of Kohen. Whatever is wrong with learning out of Kohen is the reason we can't learn another out of a Kohen. So stop bothering me. Oh, by the way, if you want to know what it is, I'll tell you. I mean, why didn't you ask yourself, let Kohen be indeed a model for a din in kol ha-tayrakula, asei, dachi, lo ta'asei, ve'asei. Ela, I mean, obviously, the answer is clear, as could be. Mi kohen lo yafina, there's no possible way to learn it out of kohen, because my immediate reaction is, well, kohen, what does that prove? A kohen is a lav she'eino shaveh b'kol? That's a special halacha on kohanim. Okay, a kohen has a mitzvah, kedoshim. Okay, I understand. That's a unique situation. Masha, what do you want to do? You want to make a rule out of it? You can't make a rule out of it. A dover that is chomer enough to be a mitzvah on everybody? So when we come now to a nazir, we're over there. Anybody could be a nazir. So then it's a shavah b'kol. It's a shavah b'kol. I'll say, no, then the mitzvah cannot go. And bidocha lo ta'aseh v'aseh. How do I know indeed that he can? Therefore I need that extra rosha. No way to escape that. So, but then the other way around, it really doesn't make any sense. If I know that a nazir, where it is a Shabbat B'kol, if he's able to go ahead and be Megaleah, so, I mean, so then what do I need to tell me that the Kohen, where it's an inner Shabbat B'kol, is able to be Megaleah, right? So then what does he do with the Gano? We should say, if a Kohen can be Megaleah, I mean, if a nazir can be Megaleah, so certainly a Kohen can be Megaleah. You're right. He says like this. Not that the din is coming to tell me a kohen. The din is coming to tell me that I need to know that there's an issue with the kohen. If I know that there's an issue, then I got to think to myself, wait, why is there an issue? Couldn't he use it depilatory? And then he wouldn't be Megaleah. Oh, so there we learn how it is
the Mitzora
that he has to use a tar. This we don't know, because you certainly can't have learned out of Rosho, you see. Because to cut off your peyote, it doesn't matter what thing you use, what tool you use to cut off your peyote, it's osur anyway. The first time we get into the question of whether it's a tar or not is where we're talking about a tiklachat hazakan, where you're only osur if it's a tar. So therefore, he says to himself, now wait a minute, you're right, technically speaking, I know what the din is by the kohen. If there's an issue with the kohen, is there an issue or is there not an issue? Because if lamaisa could be yotze in some other way, that we have the general rule. Don't do an isser if you can be yotz another way. So why should I go ahead and use a razor? I'll use an electric shaver in order to be yotz the chiev of the betzayer, right? If you're telling me, no, the Torah wants you to know there's an issue. So it's not that the Torah is coming to tell me the din of esser dot kolos osav yaseh in an isser shen shavu b'kol. It's coming to tell me, you should know you have to come on to the heter of being deicha, which of course you already know, that you know from the nazir. That's fine. But from here, you learn this halacha of ta'ar. So we go to the Kiddush Tanya. Zikano bata b'dlomar. Fish ne'emar upa'at zikanam lo yigalech. Yochol afkoin mitzorakein. Tam b'dlomar zikano. This whole part, by the way, some take out. Because it's just repetitious. I mean, we know that that's what we're talking about. And this makes it seem as if we're trying to really learn it out. The whole point we're making now is we're not really trying to learn it out. So he just begins with the word. I mean, nolan betar. How do you know that we deal with the Tanya? Ubik paatzikanam lo yigalechu. Yochol af yilcho b'misparayim yechayav. So you might think that there's an iser of cutting a beard with a scissor. Talmud lomar lo tashchit. So that's by Yisroel. And lamaisa we learn one from the other. So the hashchata, on the one hand it says legalechu, on the other hand it says lo tashchit. So ilo tashchit. You might think, Yochol Litan b'malaket of Rehit Nichayav. You might think, okay, so I take a carpenter's plane and I use it to shave. That does a pretty bad job of Hashkata. So I should be Chayav because it's a lot of Hashkata. No, but it also is a lot of Galechu. Patikanam lo Galechu. So in other words, comes the Yisrael's Isra and his Megala on the Kayanim, come the Kayanim and Megala on Yisrael. You need to have something that combines two issues, Hashkata and Giluach. So if you use an electric razor, it's true that that's giluach, but it's not hashkata. If he uses a malakit for a hitne, it's true that that's hashkata. But what normal human being does giluach that way? That's not called derech giluach. So the mailer comes along, the person tells me you need giluach sheyesh bo hashkata. And it leaves you only one option. Eizu giluach sheyesh bo hashkata, havayom zetar. Since the Torah is telling me to use that, I need to know that you should go ahead and do that even though he's a kohen. What is that coming to tell you? Bottom line, the chiyav of a metzera is dafka with a tar. It's like a plane?
Like a
it's the same idea,
right?
It's the same idea, but it's derech
giluach. So that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Is that called a
tar? Yeah, of course. It's a tar.
Even though it's just... I mean,
doesn't matter how
it's the same kind of thing.
That's the point of Balakid, except that it's not adjusted for a beard. Yeah, you know.
Now, there's clearly a little bit of a problem with this piece of Gemara. I mean, first of all, as soon as we ask the question of why don't we simply learn out Kohen out of Nazir, we could have said, well, same thing we said a moment ago. Well, why don't we learn out Kala Tara Kula from Nazir? So obviously something's wrong with learning out of Nazir. And then we would have reached the conclusion that we're going to come to later that, in fact, you cannot learn Kohen from Nazir. And that's because Nazir is Yeshla B'She'ilah, as we'll see later. So this is really the kasha that Tosfos asks. Why is it? He leaves it as a problem. He doesn't have a teretz. But the Rosh explains that it's not that the Gemara couldn't have said this. It's just that the Gemara points out that we really need this whole drasha for something else. There's no point in going into Latinef without explaining what the real purpose of that drasha was. Even though it sounded like we were learning out the halacha of Al Talmud Lomar, and it's in order to teach us the din that the kayin of Mitzer should be Megalea, in reality, that was just a format. But what we were really trying to prove was that through that format, is that the Giluach of a Mitzer is Dafke Bitar. The other question, of course, is why in the world we needed to learn this out of the case of the Zekana of the Kohen. If we understood Rosho to be referring to Nazir, doesn't it say by Nazir, Ta'ar lo yavar al Rosho? And if the Torah needed to tell me I should be doich that lo tasevase, then obviously the Giluach of the Mitzer is Bitar. Otherwise I'm not being over Ta'ar lo yavar al Rosho. So on this, actually, there's a teretz by the Rosh, is that obviously the Tana of this Braisa holds, like the Man D'Arma that we had earlier, back on Daf Mem, that a Nazir would be Chayev even if he doesn't use a Tar, even if he's Megaleach B'Misparai, so that even if it's Ke'en Tar, he would also be Chayev. Therefore, it doesn't prove it. Maybe it means he was using an electric razor on there of the Nazir. And that's why I need the Chiddush HaKra. Hashem came once, we prove over here, that the only case of Chayev by Zikano, by the Kohen, would indeed be Zikano through a Tar Mamash, it proves absolutely that the Mitzera requires Tiglachat Dafka Betar. Now, in order for us to understand the next piece of Gemara, which on the surface appears completely and totally off the wall, we're going to have to make some very delicate chishuvim. Consider the following. The only reason that we learned the word Zikano is referring to a Kohen Mitzera, according to the first Man D'Omer. Remember, the first Man D'Omer, he holds that from the Pasuk Rosho we can only learn out Stam Yisrael, because we don't have Gedilim. And from the second one, we learn out the Halacha of a Kohen Mitzora. Why did we say it's talking about a Kohen Mitzora if there's an S in a Los Asa? Because we already know that by Yisrael Mitzora it's Docha Lav Greda, so we need to have now an extra Pasuk to tell me that there's also an Dichia of a Lot Asa and an Asa, correct? But we just showed that Zikano is actually not extra at all. Zikano is coming to tell me the Halacha that a tiglachas of a mitzora needs to be done with a razor and only with a razor. Once that's true, we have absolutely no basis whatsoever to learn that the pasuk is talking about a kohen mitzora at all, because it could be talking about anyway, anybody, just a simple Yisrael whose beard needs to be cut. And it's telling us, despite the fact that I just told you to cut his hair, it's telling us, but I need to tell you to cut his beard because I want you to realize that that needs to be addressed separately. Why? Because otherwise you wouldn't have known that I need to use a razor at all. And you would have said, well, there's no problem anyway in cutting a beard. I could do it with a scissors. Kamash Balan, I'm telling you this repetitively because it isn't really repetitive. You should know that there is indeed an issue. Exactly what you said according to the other Mandiyama, by Kohen. You said that the whole point, I already know Kohen, basically, except that I'm repeating it in order that I should know that an issue exists. That's what you said. Okay, so here too. I'm repeating it in order to tell me that an issue exists with Stam Yisrael, not with a Kohen. Now, the problem is, once that is so, it means that that first Man D'Omer has absolutely no makor for extending the din to of Tiglachas of a Mitzera to a case where you have an essay and a lotase. Not Kohen and not Nazir. Because the first Pasuk was only talking about the Chiyav Alav Greda, and the second Pasuk was only coming to tell me that a Tar is the thing that you need to use for a Mitzayra, which means that the entire discussion, according to him, seems to be moot. There is no halacha whatsoever, Vesedoch Lo Ta'aseh V'yaseh. So this is very strange. Therefore, we're going to have to say that according to this Tana, as opposed to what we thought earlier, according to this Tana, the only makor for the extensions is the fact of Mikra Mole Dibir HaKatuv. Now that is a particular type of drasha, where we say as follows, if a pasuk is said as a general rule, and there's no indication that there's any specific case that the pasuk has in mind, then our assumption has to be that the pasuk is covering all of the cases, unless you can clearly show me why that would not be the case. Since over here it says, to be Megaleach the Rosh, and to be Megaleach the Zakan. So now that means that I'm already including in the Chiyuv to be Megaleach the Rosh, anybody's Rosh, wherever Rosh is an issue. Everyone's Rosh, because Rosh is an issue of Hakofa. A Nazir's Rosh, because we have a separate Lav of Ta'arlo that Yavor al Rosho. But if that's the case, then that would mean that we really do not need two separate psukim to tell me that halacha. Because if I just had zikano, I would say to myself, well, zikano, if this Tana holds that mikra molei diber hakatuv, then zikano means anybody's zakan, whether it's a zakan of Yisrael, whether it's only a lav, whether it's a zikano shel kohen, whether it's an isra asei, and if that's the case, it would be precisely the same thing of the kohen and the nazir. And that would mean in the same way that he left out, because he didn't really tell us that Tana, that when he spoke about the pasuk, that, well, actually, I'm not only learning out from here that there's a din of Esedercha lo taseh greida in the case of Rosho, of a normal Yisrael. I'm really, because this is the truth, as we've just seen, he really must be learning out that even a Nazir can also be Megaleach Rosho, but he didn't tell us that. He only concentrated on the particular limud. So if that's the case, he can do the same thing with the second pasuk. And he can say, look, I mean, the second pasuk is really just there to teach me that you need to have the giluach of the mitzvah done with a razor. There's no need to get into this whole business of a nazir who's a kohen, because in the same way that in the first lashon he learned the din of anybody's head, well, anybody's head is not only a nazir's head and a Stam Yisrael's head, it's also a kohen's head. How are you going to differentiate one from the other? If I know the din of a nazir, why can't I learn out a kohen from a nazir? And he was ready to go ahead and say that it's a nazir, just like the other Tana was. Now, it is a little bit strange that he never said anything about it. He just said that Rosho is coming not to tell me Nazir, like the other Tana said. It turns out that he actually holds it, what the other Tana says, but he's learning it out from Mikra Molek Di Barakatuv. So Tosu says the reason that he didn't mention it, that Rosho is coming to teach me the Chia of a Lav Ananase, he only mentioned that it's coming to tell me the Chia of Lav Dav Kafa, is because he wanted us to know that we cannot learn out from Gedilim. So we're going to have to come on to Mitzrayim, which allows us to understand that the way to read the Gedilim is the way that Rava read it. And so that's why he concentrated on that. But in truth of fact, he wasn't really arguing on the first Tana regarding the ability to derive Nazir as well from that same Pasuk. In which case, the Gemara asks as follows. Manda mafikle l'hai rosho l'lav greida. Now the original, the Braita Rishona that we had before, where we learned that Rosho was coming to tell me a Slam Mitzrayim, was not a Nazir, just a regular Yisrael, that a Teglachas of a Mitzrayim is day for the Isra of Hakafa. Why, in fact, is this true any longer? Lama lila michtav Rosho. Why do we need an extra limit from Rosho to teach me that the Isra is of Hakafa? Isn't it together with an additional posik v'lamalil mikhtav zikano? Why would we need an extra posik of zikano to tell me the lav and asay, the gabi kohenim, the way in which it's stated? In reality, if it just said zikano, and then we would know that it needs to be done with a sakin, and that sakin is in fact doicha the iser of hashkatat azakan. And since the Torah didn't mention any longer a difference between a kohen or a Yisrael, so now Memela would be mash from that pasuk. So mashma, that lemitche, lav greita. So then it would be coming to tell me that this asay of tzaras can be deicha all heads, all beards, whether it's of a Yisrael, the lav greita sheitzel Yisrael, umashma lemitche lo taseh v'yaseh, in which we can have the giluach of the zakan of the kohen, where there's also the extra asay of the kedeshim yiyu. But what that means, that we're including both in the same mashmaut. There's no way for us to say that it's a mashmaut one more than the other. And he'll kach shakulu. So we have two limudim that are exactly the same. V'yavolu shehem. Since both of them are the same, they can both come from the same pasuk. What then would be the meaning of having the extra yitur of Rosho to tell me that we should be docha the iser hakafa greda, since in any event we're going ahead and we're learning one more than one thing from the pasuk? To which the Gemara answers, we need both psukim, and you would not be able to learn from one ribui, because even though the din of being deichad alav, and the din of being deichad alav and asay may be true, however, I would not be able to derive both the kohen and the nazir from a single limud. I cannot learn out kohen from nazir, and I can't learn out nazir from kohen. So kohen min nazir lo yolif. I can't learn out the kohen out of the nazir. Shekin yeshno b'she'ela. Nazir is a very weak iser. It's an iser in which it's possible to simply go to a rabbi and have him cancel the iser. So maybe that would be why the Torah would be telling me. That would be the first thing I could learn. The Torah is telling me, look, an iser that could be canceled, go ahead and be deichet. It's not all that important anyway. And that's not true of a kohen, of course. A kohen is a standing iser. There's no way to cancel it. On the other hand, we cannot learn that the fact that we're deich alav and nasei from a kohen should teach us that we would do the same thing for a nazir. Nazir mikoin lo yol. If you cannot learn a nazir out of a kohen either, shkein lav she'eno shave bakol. Because the tiglachat of the zakan is a lav that's not shave bakol. Because after all, women are not chayavas in that lav at all. Therefore, we can be deichet, perhaps with the asay, mashenka, when it comes to yisr nazir, where over there it's noeg bekula, whether it's a woman, a child, male, it's the same yisr of nazirut. And tar lo yavor al rosho. So therefore, I now need two psukim. One to tell me the din of the lav and asay that it's nitche by nazir, and one to tell me the lav and asay that it's nitche by kohen. The only question that you have left is Tosus is kasha, that the Gemara could have given a very simple answer without coming onto the strichasa. It could have said that the reason that we need both rosho and zikano is because if I would have had zikano, the most I could have learned out is that it's docha a lav and asay that's not shavu b'kol, because the zikano, all the zikanos that I'm learning are not shavu b'kol. They're either dafkan males or dafkan kayanim. So what's a chayach to learn out a general rule that es is docha lota asay, where it is a shavu b'kol? Therefore, I need the extra limud of rosho that when it's only a lota asay, the asay indeed would be docha lota asay. Because remember that tana doesn't learn out from yedilim, so then I needed to tell me that indeed es is docha lota asay, where the lotaser would be shava b'kol. I certainly can't derive that from the pasuk of the zikanot. And Tosfos gives a very interesting answer. He says, because the Tana holds, one who's asking this kasha holds, that a lav that is shava b'kol is the equivalent of the lav and asay together that is ena shava b'kol. And therefore, even on that, I would have said, yavohu shneyem. There's no way to determine an order of priority, which one would be more than the other, and therefore the pasuk must become ketani, either or both, therefore, of those cases.
This is the real reason, says the Gemara, that be'alma lo yafina minayu, mishum de'idgal me'fakir yamara. The truth is, obviously something is wrong. Because otherwise, why wouldn't the rule be yidgal ha'tayrakula, that es ha'daychal ha'tzeh ve'aseh? So clearly there's a reason that we cannot learn out from Kohen and Nazir. Why we can't learn out from Kohen, we told you earlier. It's a lav she'eno shava b'kol. But lamaisa, now you have to realize that obviously I also needed Nazir. Because the Nazir, I also needed the Kohen. I couldn't learn out from Nazir either. What is the reason for that? Must be for the same reason that I don't know in Kol HaTorah Kula from Nazir. And what is that? That's Yeshna B'She'ela. The only question that's left is why not make a Ma'atzat? Right? Why not say, but isn't that what we always do? Basically, that is, a matzav is shkulin. That's basically what it boils down to, except with an additional logical point of making a common denominator. So you've showed me that it's not shkulin. You're right. But what about the matzav? How does the matzav work? Let the Torah say, nazir, and I'll say the same thing is true of kola Torah kula. No, because after all, nazir is yeshlo b'she'ela. Yep, but a kohen is not yeshlo b'she'ela. So therefore, it's obviously Yeshua B'Sheila is not the reason that Esa's Dechalot Asa V'Asa. On the other hand, okay, so then if you would say, I would say, but the Kohen, I mean, after all, he's an Ener Shava B'Kol, but the Nazir is a Shava B'Kol. So the common denominator is that it's a Lois Aseh and an Aseh, and you have the Mitzvah of Giluach, and it's Vechel, and it's an Aseh, so learn it out to Kolat Ere Kula. Why not? The Gemara doesn't even address this point. So Lemaisa, we're going to see later on in the Sugya, that there is something about Mitzera that is different than Kolat Ere Kula. In other words, if there's something about the Aseh of Mitzera that makes it unique, then Ein Achinam, you won't be able to learn out the Kolat Ere Kula. Later on, we're going to see that there is something about Mitzera that's unique, and that is that it's a mitzvah that is Negei Shalom Bayit. Because since, until he's starved from his Sarat, he cannot be with his wife. So it could be that the Torah is Mekel in order to allow him back. But to say Stam in a regular mitzvah, maybe not. That we'll see later. So the Gemara basically says, apparently we're leaving this issue to be included in elements that we're going to discuss later on in the Sugya. Okay, so right now, meanwhile, we're happy. To tell me, okay, we're happy.
We look happy?
We don't quite look happy, but there's a deeper happiness that sometimes doesn't show. Shlomo HaMelech says, it's, Tov Alecha Sobei Sovel, just keep a roa ponim, yitav leiv. There's a Tov Asa leiv, even though that face doesn't look good. We could do it now. It's just it takes a half a gigabyte for an hour share. A little bit difficult to download with today's speed. We could stream it though.
Maybe the call of Echim also had a billion of the second batch was the same thing.
Could be. Good. Okay. Omar Rav. Rav starts now a new issue. We've been talking about, is after all, he has to be Megaleach Kol Sa'aro. What is the halacha of body here? We haven't discussed, but we talked about Rosho, we talked about Zikono. But Lamaisi Yazachiev to be Mavir Kol Sa'aro. Is there an Isser of being Mavir Kol Sa'aro? So it already leads us to think. Says Rav, in general, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo B'Tah. Person would be allowed to shave off all of his body with a razor. So that if somebody now will cut off his underarm hair or his pubic hair, he's going to be Chayiv Malkus. Why would it be Chayiv Malkus? Only because of Lo Yulbash Gever, as we'll see. This is the derech that women use, and therefore for a male to pretty himself the way that a woman would is an Issur D'oraisa. So how could Rav say that he's allowed to shave all of his hair if here it says that he's going to be chayev, at least for the type of hair that women generally will remove? Answers the Gemara, it's not a problem. Habitar, habamisparai. To use a razor, that's what women usually do. But to use the scissors, that's not done by women, and some emela, that would be mutter. Rav said a tar. What kind of answer is that? Rav said the fairish. Mekel adam kogu for bitar. You say, well, but it means the scissors. Why do you say bitar? Omer Pchiyab Arav, Omer Gyokhanan. Sorry. Answers the Gemara Ke'en Tar. The truth is, there's a different girsa here, which leads to tremendously different results. Halakha L'maisa. However, since tomorrow we're going to be doing the main sugya over here, the body hair sugya, we'll wait to get to the details till tomorrow on this. Meanwhile, we'll take the Gemara at its face value, the way we have it here. And what Rav is saying is that even though you're using an electric razor, and that cuts the hair off in a way that's almost as good as a real razor. But Lamaisa, it's not a tar. So it's low, doesn't leave much hair. But that, he's saying, is mutter. When we said that you're leika, there we were talking about using mamish a tar.
Why isn't there just a difference between only the basis?
That's the part that's missing. That is exactly the part that's missing. La locha and Lamaisa, the other gears it is. That can be based on shechu, based on erva, but that's it. Yeah, but that we'll talk about tomorrow. Omer Rebchiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan. Rebchiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan says another minor. Hamavir beit hashechi, beit erva, loke. Now, the truth is that he's only saying over something which is in the bright that we just had a moment ago. Hamavir beit hashechi, beit erva, reza loke. So the Gemara could have brought a riot to him, Tosfos points out, from the bright that we just had.
Right.
Instead, the Gemara asks a kasha on him from another bright. Why do we do that? Because we don't want to think. It's just another way of saying we have this price, we have that price. So what's the explanation? Because we don't want to say that we have a machlokas. In order not to make a machlokas. So we present it in this way. We had an Amora who stated something that's against one brisa. We have another Amora who stated something against another brisa. So we ask on each of them the kasha from the brisa, as a result of which we will come to understand why there's no contradiction in the brisa as well. It's just a different way of doing it that the Gemara will often do. So on him we ask a brisa that indeed says not like this. So we ask Meitve Ha'avarat Se'ar Einami Divrei Torah Alami Divrei Sofrim. Here it says that hair removal is not an issur d'oraita. You said loika? Einachinami. When he said loika, my loke nami dekarma mid rabbanan. He meant only that it's an issur d'rabbanan. He didn't mean that it's an issur d'oraita. Now, again, this is a shayla that's not very much la locha. This is something that comes up all the time. We'll see tomorrow what the issues are. Sorry? Lo yubash is definitely d'oraita. It appears in the Holy Bible. So it's certainly d'oraita. The question, and what our president is asking, is whether the overall idea of not to pretty oneself, which is not literally levisha, is that d'oraita, or is that a extension of the rabbanon on the mitzvah? That's one of the things that we're going to discuss tomorrow. Okay. Oops. Lema hakafat kala rosh tanoi, the Tana Rabbanan. Rosho mata amud lomar lefish, ne'amar lo takifu pa'at roshchem, yochol af mitzorah, kein, tamud lomar rosho, v'tanya idach rosho mata amud lomar, lefish, ne'amar gabi nazir ta'ar lo yavor al rosho, yochol af nazir mitzorah, kein, tamud lomar rosho, so my laf tanoi, the man di amar din nazir. So he cuts over a kafat kala rosh lav shma kafa anyway. So it can't be referring to a regular guy. It's got to be referring to something else. So v'chi atikra, therefore, is l'mitche lo taseva seyev a nazir. Whereas the idach sovra kafat kala rosh, even if a normal guy is not a nazir, is shma kafa, in which case I need the pasuk yataka l'mitche lav greda. Omar Rava, who says? Maybe the kule yama kafat kala rosh lav shma kafa. And actually, the pasuk is coming to tell me a case where you did it in the wrong direction. Zechiyata kraka gone. She kifilu besov gilach. So the svara being, given the ilu gilche bechad zimna lom bechayev. So the pasuk is telling you that therefore, even if you did it the wrong way, and he kifilu besov gilach, nami lom bechayev. Mikzivik royochi. Min ha'amar eshlogish koma komshata motze aseh v'lo taaseh. Im ato yachol kayemet shnei mutav. Im lav yavo aseh v'itchat lo taaseh. Very unlikely way of reading the pasuk. Elo de kule yama hakafat kol harosh shma hakafa. Man de mukim lekra lemitche lo tase v'yase lav greda minole yalef migedilim. De omer kol lo tibash adneiz v'tan lo tibash adneiz hagedilim tase lach mehem. Uman de nafkele mirosho. He obviously doesn't hold to that. So why not? My time elo nafkele migedilim. Omer lachanu gedilim iskidil rovo diata. The Rava Rami, on the one hand it says, v'natnua tzitzit hakanaf, which means, min hakanaf. And there it says, whatever it's made out of. V'chtiv tzemru pishtim yachta. Ha'ketza, tzemru pishtim potrim ben biminan, ben shalom biminan. V'shar minin biminan potrim, shalom biminan, ein potrim. Okay. So now, ha'itan v'mafik l'rosh l'lav greda, how does he know that ati yasei v'dachid lo tasei v'yasei, in these cases where it's inner shava b'kol, such as the Nazir and Kohen. How does he know that? Nafkele mizikano. The time is zikano mata amud lomar. The fish in emar. Upatzikanam lo yigalech. Yochol af kohen mitzorah kein. Talmud lomar zikano. Man the mafikle the roshol ha'aseh v'lo ta'aseh. Why couldn't he just learn out the din of Nazir from zikano directly from the Kohen? Leilas mizikano. What kind of kash is that? The time is to come along the alma. You could ask the same question. Why don't we learn out Kol HaTorah Kula from the case of the Kohen, who's a Mitzera, the Dachi? Ela, clearly, Mikohen lo yafinam, because Malach Kohen shkain lav shenam akur shava b'kol. So then the same thing is true over here. Nazir Mikohen nami lo yalef, shkain lav shenam shava b'kol. Okay, mandibukim lalai rosha ben nazir. What's the point then of the Zikanoa? I mean, so certainly the Kohen is included, no? I mean, b'ilei kiritanya. Zikano mata mudlomar. Well, actually, we could leave all this out, but okay. The Chanel Vishna, my patsikanam loikalech, yochol of koin mitzorah, kintamalam zikano. Uminolam de bitar, the tani patsikanam loikalech, yochol of gilkum is parayim yechayab, Talmud Omer lo tashchit, lo tashchit yochel iktanu laket v'reitni, chayav Talmud Omer batzgam l'yalechu. So ezi geluch sheyesh bo hashchata, havi omer zetar, and so mebele we see now that the mitzera requires a tar. So ma'amanda bafik l'alai rosh l'alav greida. So lomali l'michtav rosh, v'lomali l'michtav zikona. Mashma l'mitche lav greida, u'mashma l'mitche lo tase v'yase. Yochok shakulu v'yavo shneem. No, the truth is, I'm sure you must have been wondering, that bi'alma lo yafina minayo. Obviously there's a kasha, that's the kasha. Shum dekel amifra kiri amaran. Omarav mekel adam kol gufo bitar. Meitve amavir beit ashechir beit erva. Areza lo ke? That's not a problem. Avatar Rav misprayim. But Rav was talking about a tar. Or Rav nami bitar ka'amar. He meant kein tar. Omre b'chia barava, omre b'yokra, mavir beit ha-shechi u'beit erva, loke. Metve ha-avarat ha-shechi u'beit erva, ha-avarat se'ar rather, eno midivre torah, midivre sofrim. That's what he meant. My loke, na midi ka'amar, midi rabbanan.